This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the Swami Vivekanand Cultural Youth Centre Vivek Smarak in Mysuru this evening. The memorial commemorates Swami Vivekanand's historic visit to Mysuru in 1892, when he met Diwan of Mysore, Sir K. Seshadri Iyer, and received financial assistance from Mysore Maharaja Sri Chamarajendra Vadiyar for his journey to the USA to participate in the Parliament of Religions in Chicago. Addressing the gathering on the occasion, Prime Minister Modi said Swami Vivekanand truly embodied the spirit of India. He highlighted that the country's youth are driving global growth.
स्वामी विवेकानंद जी युवाओं की शिक्षा को राष्ट्र निर्माण का मजबूत आधार मानते थे। उन्होंने स्वयं ये देखा था कि कैसे दुनिया के देश अपने युवाओं को शिक्षित बना रहे हैं, लेकिन दुर्भाग्य से तब भारत गुलाम था। भारत के युवा भी गुलामी की जंजीरों में जकड़े हुए थे। उस दौर से लेकर अब तक भारत के युवा ने एक लंबी यात्रा तय की है। भारत का जो युवा कभी जंजीरों में था, आज वो युवा दुनिया के विकास को गति दे रहा है। आज भारत की अर्थव्यवस्था सबसे तेजी से आगे बढ़ रही है। किसकी वजह से? भारत के युवाओं के सामर्थ्य से।
Earlier in the day, Prime Minister Modi inaugurated the Greenfield Alluri Sitaramaraju International Airport at Bhogapuram in Vizianagaram district of Andhra Pradesh today. He also dedicated to the nation, inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for key infrastructure projects worth around 18,000 crore rupees. Addressing the gathering, Mr. Modi said the projects launched today, spanning roads and energy security, reflect the rapid pace of Andhra Pradesh's development. Prime Minister Modi also witnessed a traditional Timsa dance performed by more than 13,500 tribal women, highlighting the vibrant tribal culture of North Andhra. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval was conferred the Lokmanya Tilak National Award 2026 at a function held at Pune today. The award, instituted by the Lokmanya Tilak Smarak Trust, was presented by Union Home Minister Amit Shah on the occasion of the 106th death anniversary of Lokmanya Bal Gangadhar Tilak. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Shah said Ajit Doval has made an outstanding contribution to strengthening India's national security. Accepting the honour, Mr. Doval said he was deeply humbled by the recognition. He said freedom is not merely the liberty to act as one wishes, but a responsibility to place national interest above all else. The Union Government today released 1,09,019 crore rupees to state governments as an additional installment of tax devolution over and above the regular monthly transfer scheduled for the 10th of August. In a statement, the Finance Ministry said the additional installment is intended to give states more room to speed up capital and development spending. Oil marketing companies have reduced the price of commercial LPG gas by about 200 rupees per 19 kilogram cylinder today. The new price of commercial LPG cylinder in Delhi will now be 2,738 rupees, while in Kolkata it will now be 2,872 rupees 50 paise. In Mumbai it will be 2,691 rupees 50 paise. In Chennai 2,906 rupees. The new prices for commercial LPG cylinders came into effect from today. The decision will provide relief to restaurants, dhabas, hotels and those involved in the food and beverage business. The Indian Army paid its final tribute to General Vishwanath Sharma, retired, a former chief of the Army staff. General Sharma's last rites were conducted with full military honours in New Delhi today. He passed away yesterday morning in New Delhi at the age of 97. At the ongoing Commonwealth Games in Glasgow, India's Soman Rana won the gold medal in the men's shot put F57 para-athletics with a best throw of 13.4 metres. India registered a double podium finish in the event as Shubham Jual claimed silver, finishing just behind compatriot Soman Rana. India is currently placed sixth in the overall medal standings with 30 medals, including 8 gold, 15 silver and 7 bronze. And with that, we end this news bulletin.